7:40 is our time. Time to hit the lanes on this Tuesday morning like we do every Tuesday about this time. Mary Beverly joining us with the Ladies Bowling Report. Mary, how are you this morning?
I'm just grand and glorious, and I think it's going to be a grand and glorious day, but it certainly is too dark outside to tell yet.
Well, you know, the sun will be up at 8:05 this morning, so 25 minutes it'll be sunrise. So
okay.
All will be better.
All will be better, and I can run my dog in the woods.
There you go. Excellent. Well, you went indoors and had some bowling activity over the past week or so.
We always have indoor bowling activity.
Best way.
Here are the top 10 games for the week ending October 19th, Lori Kirkland with a 277 on the Sunshine League. Also from Sunshine League, Robin Veenhoven with a 255. Then I have Lisa Roseboom from the Thursday Night Misfits with a 244. I think that Lisa carries about a 150 average, so she really outdid herself. Shauna Baum, 240, Sunshine League, Friday Night Rollers. It was Monica Solis with a 236. Chelsea Kirkland, 232, Sunshine League, another 232. That came off from Northland Select, and that was Tammy Newberry. Then I have Katie Vintainen with a 230 from Northland Select, 223 for Belle Guerrera on the Sunshine League. Stacey Barnes from Northland Select with a 218, and rounding out the top 10 this week, it's Courtney Garvelink with a 216 on Northland Select. High series for the week. We have two more 700s to report this week. Lori Kirkland with a 742 on the Sunshine League, and Robin Veenhoven from Sunshine with a 715. Katie Vintainen, 656, Northland Select. From the Friday Night Rollers, Monica Solis, 638. Tammy Newberry, 623 on Northland Select. Then I have Shauna Baum from the Sunshine League with a 621. And Friday Night Rollers, it was Gene Newton with a 591 and a 590 for Christine Cross from Northern Lights. I'm going to go on to congratulate five ladies that represented our association at the annual Southwestern Michigan USBC Women's Bowling Association in the Benton Harbor area. They held their 17th annual ranked team individual tournament. And a Holland team, Holland 1, came out on top. That team consisted of Lynn Bersma, Bobby Joe Bersma, Stacey Barnes, Courtney Garvelink, and Crystal Pardue. And congratulations to those ladies for representing our association so well. We do have a lot of great bowlers in our association. Our first local tournament will start this week. It's beginning, everybody. The family tournament begins October 26th and 27th, and there are two squads running that day at 12 and 2:30, and then November 2 and 3, two squads on that day. Those days also, and the closing date on that is November 3 at 1:30. So it is a tournament that you can walk in and sign up. Just get there a half an hour to 45 minutes before the squad time starts, and if there's room, we'll fit you in. Then we go on to the Deer Widows tournament, November 16th at 1 o'clock. Both of these tournaments will be at Northland Lanes. The Deer Widows has been opened up to all of Western Michigan, and we're looking for a great turnout. That's always a fun tournament, too, because we take four games, and we bowl four games, and then we throw the low one out. Of course, some of us would like to throw three low ones out, the high one, don't you know?
That's right.
For those of you who included your email address on your sanction applications, you are receiving the 10-10 topics via email. Neat service. We're getting to more of our bowlers by doing this, and lots of interesting information. Speaking of sanction cards, they are in the mail. I got mine last week. I think they do them like in alphabetical segments, so keep watching your mail. One other tournament that is still going on, and this is the last weekend for this tournament. It's the state mixed doubles tournament, and it's being held in Ionia this year. If you have a free day, it's Saturday or Sunday, and you want to scoot over and get in on that tournament, that too is always fun. I think that's going to about wrap it up. You can pick up all of the stats and entry blanks and information on our website, which is the Greater Holland USBC Bowling.com. And there's entry blanks and there's the standings. And I think the standings are also appearing, the top 10 are also appearing in the Holland Sentinel.
Very cool. Sounds like you got everybody covered there, Mary Beverly.
And it's gonna be a great busy season.
It is.
And you know what? I should say good morning to all the ladies named Fran this morning.
I wonder if you're going to give a shout-out this morning.
Well, yeah. Good morning, all the Frannies out there.
All right, Franny, and have a great day, Mary, and appreciate all you do for us and all of our listeners. We really do.
You know, bowling has given me a great deal, many, many friends, and this is one of my ways of being able to give back to the sport of bowling.
Awesome. You're great. We love you very much, and have a great day, okay?
Oh, I'm going to have a grand and glorious. Thanks.
Okay. Take care.
Bye, Brett.